Hello.
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, this is she.
All right, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I was trying to reopen my claim and it said error and to call this number and I was just calling the number.
All right, go ahead with your social for me.
424-1575-10.
All right, that's 424-157510.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and could you please verify your name for me?
LaWanda Sharp.
And your mother's maiden name?
Park.
And your driver's license number?
Hold on, let me get my purse. 100-41-184.
Thank you, ma'am. And Ms. Sharp, could you go ahead and verify your date of birth for me?
January 10th, 1982.
All right. I'm going to ask a few questions. We'll go ahead and get the claim open here. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right. And Ms. Sharp, what was the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
The prepaid card.
Okay. And have you had one of the benefits cards before?
Yes.
Okay. And did you need me to read the disclosure on the card?
No, ma'am. Will they send another one? Because I don't know what that card is.
Yes, they will. Yes, ma'am. By selecting that. All right. And Ms. Sharp, go ahead and verify your mailing address for me.
2509 6th Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35203.
All right, that's 2509 6th Avenue North.
Correct.
Okay, Birmingham, Alabama, and I think the zip you said 35205?
No, ma'am, 35203.
25203. All right, so 35203.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Sharp, is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
All right. And I have a phone number on the claim, 205-427-6011.
Correct.
Okay. All right. A few more questions here, Ms. Sharp. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And Ms. Sharp, when was the last day you worked?
Friday, December the 9th.
Okay. All right, a few more questions here. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
Business.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. And have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. All right, Ms. Sharp, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Okay. All right. And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, we go back January the 8th.
Okay. And there it is. All right. And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
We on a temporary vacation. You know, I work at the on the college, so whenever school out, we be out.
Okay. All right, Ms. Sharp, what was your job title?
Cook.
Okay. All right, and are you seeking work in your current occupation?
If I'm seeking work, yes.
Okay. And who was your last employer?
Sodexo. Well, when now or like in the past?
No, now. Like.
Oh, Sodexo.
Okay. And Ms. Sharp, may I have their phone number, please?
Hold on. Let me look at my phone book.
All right, that's 205-996-6569.
Correct.
All right, Ms. Sharp. And what was your employment start date?
5 years. It was 2017.
Do you remember the month?
August, I know.
Okay, of 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the last day you worked again was December 9th, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what city and state was the work performed in, Ms. Sharp?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No. I put in my last 20 vacation pay for to be on the next check that's coming up.
Okay, so you do expect to receive holiday pay?
No, we don't get holiday pay. I had a little vacation time that I used.
Oh, you use that? That's different.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Like, they're asking, like, are they going to pay you, like, if you had days left? Yeah.
No, they ain't going to pay. I wish they did.
Okay. All right, and Ms. Sharp, have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Other.
Okay. And the reason?
Is because we are laid off.
Oh,
right. Until January.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Sharp, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. I have your 4-digit temporary PIN number here. It is 1082.
Let me get a PIN. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
You said 1082?
Yes, ma'am. And if you forget it, Ms. Sharp, it's going to be the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of the year you were born.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go over the closing statements, and we're going to be done. All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. And you can start Sunday if you want.
Okay.
All right. Also, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in the loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Ms. Sharp, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.